Blog Talk Radio.
A good evening, everyone. We give honor to God this evening for life, health, and strength. We do have another show on countdown. Has it been set yet? But we're going to go ahead and get started because it is time for the show to begin at 8 o'clock. This is Brother Dwayne Harshaw, the host of tonight's show. We love the Lord tonight. We thank God for everything that he has done through and by leading us with the Holy Spirit in our lives to do what thus saith the Lord. We just want to do this ministry program, what the Lord has given us to do, to share and to encourage. We know many people is going through many things in life, but that doesn't mean that we have to give up, because there's always a cure. There's a savior, a healer, a protector, a deliverer in Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, can do all things but fail. And if we put our hope and trust in him, he will and can see us through. So we go through this night to tell you with encouraging words that Christ is the answer for all your problems tonight. If you would just repent and open up your heart to him, just try him and see if it doesn't make a change in your lives. He's the only one that can. The world is only there to cause more problems for you. It doesn't mean if you accept Christ in your life, you're not going to go through problems, but the thing is, you will always have someone by your side that you can talk to, that you can call on to give you comfort, to give you peace, to give you love. And this is what we look for in giving you what the Lord gives us, to encourage one another, to love one another, to pray for one another, to do what we can if it's within the will of God for one another. No respected person. Doesn't matter the nationality, the color, or anything, because we're all one when it comes to Christ Jesus. I know a lot of people don't believe that or don't want to hear that, but we are all one when it comes to Christ Jesus. The Jews had their time. They neglected and was disobedient to what the Lord was giving them. So they're sitting back on the back burner right now. And we as the Gentiles, this is our time to get it right. He's given each and every one of us an opportunity and each and every one of us a way to look to him. We're going to have our prayer requests, and then we're going to go right on into the program. We want to continue to remember all of our fellow saints, our ministry leaders, all of our loved ones, families, companionship, households, our kids, our grandkids, and our great-grands, and so forth. We're going to continue to remember the incarcerated, the military, all of our world leaders, even though they continue to make mistakes and don't put God first and they put self in the place of what man can do. All man can do is cause more mistakes, as it's been stated. We continue to pray for all of the COVID patients that are still struggling and going through with the COVID, along with other things, cancer and whatever it may be. But we know that God is able through it all to take us through and see us through. We continue to look to him, for all of our help comes from him. We can't do anything of our own. We ask the Spirit to lead and guide us to whatever he has for us. We want to pray for the ones that are in the rest homes, the caregivers that are taking care of them, praying for them to take care of them in a loving, kind way, respectful. We just want to continue to pray for the world as a whole. Our precious Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, is once again, we come before you humbling ourselves, thanking you, Lord, because there's nothing good in us that we could do on our own. We look to you for help, for your Spirit to lead us, dear God, and believe and hold on and seek you for understanding, for wisdom and knowledge, to share your word, to be an encouraging word to someone. We don't have respect to person, dear God. It's just for everyone and anyone that's willing to receive you into their life. We call on you tonight, dear God, asking you to just touch somebody's heart that's listening in tonight. Anyone that may call in, Lord, that's struggling with something in their bodies, we ask that you touch them, dear God, in a special way. Someone that's still going through with the loss of a loved one that can't seem to come together or come to grips with it, we ask that you comfort them, dear God, in the way that you only can. Precious Father God, we ask that you, Lord, continue to help the sick and the needy, dear God. Go into the rest homes and touch the people. Some can't even move on their own, dear God. And some don't even have a good caregiver to take care of them, to move them in the way that they should be. Lord, comfort them, dear God, and give them peace, Lord. Continue to bless them in a special way. We ask you, Lord, to go in and touch each and every one that's having problems in the situations of life, Lord. Not knowing what may come next, dear God. But, Lord, you have all power in your hands. We trust and we believe you. And we're holding on and hoping, dear God, in Jesus, knowing that he is the source for all need, all supplies, for everything that's said and done. Help us, dear Lord, to just do your will and be led by the Holy Spirit to be obedient, dear God, to continue, dear God, to show love for one another, pray for one another, continue, Lord, to be a leader within the homes the way that we should be as men. Help the men to step up tonight, dear God, wherever they may be, Lord. Deal with them in a way, dear God, that they know that they have a responsibility to the family, to the loved ones. We ask you, Lord, to work in the midst of every situation in the name of Jesus. So much is going on, dear God. So much is happening. We don't know what the next step may bring, but Lord, we do know who's in charge of every step. We ask that you bless all of our ministry, dear God, with their struggles, their pains, their situations that they may face or have to go through. We don't know, dear God, what nobody's going through. Everybody's going through something. Everybody, Lord. And you don't know till someone opens up to you and talk to you about it. And you see how bad the situation could be, dear God. And they're not serving you, but they're going through something, dear Lord. We ask that you touch the alcoholics tonight, dear God, in the name of Jesus, to change their hearts, Lord. Bless them to understand that there's love for them. There's love for them. Touch the families surrounded by it. We honor you tonight, dear Lord. We give you all the glory, honor, and the praise. In the precious name of Jesus, we pray. We count it done, if it be your will, dear God, in the name of Jesus. Let us be obedient to your will and your way. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, Lord.